Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
It's time to watch some things.
Oh yeah, I love watching things.
It's time to escape reality. Find some things to laugh at.
This is a very important Binge Watch Weekend, Antoine, and I'm not sure you even realize how important it is.
Why is it so important?
Well, Antoine, my family, who I love so much,
okay,
is leaving me all next week. They're doing a mom-kid trip to the beach.
All right.
So I'm going to be home by myself. So I need things to watch, because if I don't have something to watch, I'm going to be up to no good. And you don't want to know what happens when I'm up to no good.
Well, today is National Tequila Day, so I kind of already have an idea.
Earlier in the show, and I was just putting the clip together, Monica, to play again for later, is I mentioned tequila, and Monica's pants came off.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
It was very impressive. Very impressive.
She had
go back and listen.
What she thought was a spider in her pants, which we did learn later was a hair. Is that what we decided?
Yeah, it's my own hair.
Here it is, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, happy National... go ahead, Monica. Keep going. What were you saying?
Oh, I said, yeah, it was my own hair.
It was. So here's, this is actually, since I have it called up to do, here's instant replay from earlier in the show when Monica was getting ready to do her thang hack. Oh, yeah, happy National Tequila Day, by the way.
Oh, yes. Are you going to celebrate?
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is. All right, Monica, okay, so what do you got for us? She left.
I feel like the spider's on me.
Oh, there's a spider on you. Okay. You have to understand, Monica is broadcasting from a basement that's in the process of being renovated. So, are you back?
Yes, I am back.
Okay. Sorry, that interruption brought to you by potential spider.
What I tell you, I was like, I felt something. I'm like, oh, no. I just like had to shimmy out of some pants real quick.
Oh, you took your pants off. Wow. Well, this got more interesting.
Where the hell was that spider?
Man, I'm going to tell you right now.
I felt something.
This is how amazing the power of tequila can be. She hasn't even had any tequila.
And her pants already fell off.
I mentioned tequila. And I that's so stupid. And her pants fell off.
Yep. It's National No Pants Day.
And to be perfectly honest, I don't have anything in Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend that's more entertaining than that moment right there.
Okay. Well, you know what? At least you're honest. So that's good. So
all right,
three
things, because 2020, like, this has just been a year. No matter if you're talking about health, you're talking about politics, you're talking about whatever, this has just been a year.
It is. You know what? If you want to look on the bright side on that, I'm sorry to interrupt, is when we get older, and it's, you know what, if you're a young person right now and you don't have a family, but later when you have a family, this, my friend, is your walk uphill 12 miles in the snow to school moment.
Oh,
2020.
Yes, without a doubt.
Right, you just say 2020, and you can shut your kids down for everything. But here's three things to, I guess,
so
enjoy.
So this weekend is Antoine's parody binge watch weekend. So it's three movies that are parody movies of real life, because I would like there to be a parody movie of 2020. All right, we're gonna start with the classic, not the first one, but my first favorite, which is Naked Gun. The first one was Airplanes, which is a hilarious one with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and all that. But this is Naked Gun. It's on Amazon Prime. It's basically spoofing like a mystery cop type movie.
Yeah, police investigative shows from back in the day, or movies or things like that. This, I mean, the legendary Leslie Nielsen, this comedy from the 80s, and it was sort of a spinoff of Airplane, which was another comedy that was spectacular. But yeah, Naked Gun was my favorite comedy as a kid.
And this movie came out in 1988, and like Zach and I talked about off air, is that this movie featured OJ when OJ was OJ before he became OJ.
Now, so, spoiler alert, if nothing else, he does get run over by a steamroller in this movie
multiple times to where he's as flat as a pancake.
So
Naked Gun on Amazon Prime. Another one, if you are into Star Wars type movies, this one is arguably the best parody movie. Spaceballs by Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks, a legendary director and comedy guy, and this is all legendary stuff right here.
And it has John Candy. It has Mel Brooks. He stars in all of his movies. Rick Moranis, Bill Pullman, so many people. But it's making fun of all of the Star Wars type movies.
Now, Monica, you're not a fan of Star Wars. Have you ever watched Spaceballs, which makes fun of Star Wars?
See, I believe I have. That's why I was like, I'm familiar with that.
You might like
it. Yeah, I'll watch it again.
It's goofy. I think you would like it. I am almost to the point, because my son is 8, and I keep thinking, is he old enough to watch Spaceballs? Because he loves Star Wars.
Yes.
And I think, it's about time to just watch that stupid version instead.
I think he is. And that's on Netflix. So making fun of all those sci-fi Star Wars-y type movies.
Yeah, I love it.
And last but not least, on Amazon Prime, Scary Movie.
Mm.
This is when the slasher films became real popular, like all the Screams and I Know What You Did Last Summer. All of those movies became super popular.
Yeah.
Well, the Wayans brothers, Keenan Ivory, decided to produce this movie, Scary Movie, which is probably the most popular parody movie.
I would say it might be the most well-done parody movie of all time because it kind of combines all those different slasher movies, puts it together into one, and it's just, it's really funny, and it was really innovative for its time.
It takes scenes from Scream, The Sixth Sense, The Matrix, I Know What You Did Last Summer, and The Blair Witch Project. So it made fun of all of those 90s slasher film type movies.
And way better than Keenan Ivory Wayans's later works from 2020 called Scary Zoom. But he had no pants on
when he
during
walked
the
out
Zoom.
Of Zoom. Yeah, butt naked. Yeah.
Bottomless, which I find to me, when it comes to stages of nudity and what's disturbing and not disturbing, you know, I like people with clothes on. Okay, that's
okay.
Good.
Understood.
Then topless, fine, you know, whatever. And then I would actually, I choose naked as less uncomfortable. And I don't care how ugly or large the individual is. Bottomless just freaks me out. I don't understand.
Bottomless is weird because you got to sit on things.
And how do you ended up still with a shirt? Like you chose to keep the shirt on. I feel uncomfortable. I won't walk around bottomless in the house. You know, when getting dressed, I get dressed pants first all the time.
His chest isn't where he wants it to be, but his butt is. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
It's really not.
Antoine's Parody Binge Watch Weekend, just to sum it back up, on Amazon Prime, we have Naked Gun and Scary Movie. And then on Netflix, Spaceballs.
Yeah, some good, funny movies. Just want to laugh this weekend.